Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're going to add Kevin, who I believe can hear us right now. Kevin, can you hear us? We're going to make sure we can hear you here.
I'm with you guys. Thanks.
There we go. Hey, Kevin.
Thanks for your patience and my technical navigation here this morning.
Yeah, no problem. It's been a minute. It's been a busy time for you guys. I'm glad we were able to connect. I know it's been fast and furious for you guys with what's happening. I think, you know, the basketball program has been the program in the headline. You guys have sent out some letters. You've really been pretty blunt with the fan base of what you guys need. And it comes, our visit comes on the heel of, and I don't even know how much you guys are allowed to talk about this yet, but another addition of a player that seems to fit well, just in general term. Are you allowed to talk about specifics until everything is signed in? I know that that gets a little confusing in the portal era.
Well, it does get confusing. And I think for some of our fan base, and understandably so, I think it can get a little annoying as well, Jacob. It's there are certain rules about when specific documents are signed, you can start talking about individuals. And that is not the case with the individual that was announced yesterday. So, but obviously we're moving forward in a positive direction. Filling out the roster on our men's side. I spent about an hour and a half with Coach Nooner here in the last couple weeks as well, and like where we're headed from a women's roster perspective and improvements there. And that's the key, guys. We've got to show some direction, some forward momentum in terms of improvement and progress in both of those programs and all of our programs.
Kevin, you've been pretty open, you know, over the last few months, and actually from day one, about the importance of NIL, the importance of having, you know, the fan base, the donor base really rally around the programs and just the athletic department in general. And most recently, you know, you basically set a goal and drew a line in the sand and said, hey, this is what we need to be competitive, at least with basketball, men's basketball, at the national level. How is that process coming along? What's been the reaction that you've heard from the various stakeholders that you deal with?
Well, let's just be really transparent about it. It's an unsavory component of college athletics for most folks. It certainly is the environment that we're in right now. And so where we find ourselves so often, Tommy, is managing a tension. And I truly believe that it is a tension. It's not necessarily a problem to solve. There's a tension that exists between the left hand, which might have some dislike and or disdain for where we are in college athletics. And then at the same time, in the right hand, most folks want you to be positioned to win championships. Well, you've got to come to a reconciliation on the left hand, have a growth mindset in terms of adapting to the current environment if we're going to expect championships that are over in the right hand. And hopefully that makes sense. But it's a dynamic that we live and communicate in every single day. And I think it's really important that we approach that with an inspirational vision of invitation and not pleading, right? We're not here to plead. We're not here to get folks to do something that they just don't feel right about. But at the end of the day, we desire to develop young people and programs and win championships. That's it. And in this current environment, that's really important. So we outlined some specifics with men's basketball. We believe we're incredibly competitive within our league. And I think we will consistently see that moving forward. We've got some work to do if we're going to expect to make the second weekend in the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16. You guys will recall this past tournament, it was all Power Four and Big East. So we've got some work to do, and I know that's the expectation of Shocker Nation, is that we get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, and that's what we're focused on doing.
Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, joining it. Appreciate a few minutes with him during a pretty chaotic time across college sports with the transfer portal. A lot of teams dealing with football, certainly the Shockers in basketball. I guess we could ask you then, Kevin, you guys put it out there for fans. You're looking for $1 million to be competitive. Since that's gone out, has the fan base, has the, you know, the donor base responded to what you guys need? Do you feel like in the process here?
I feel like we've engaged in numerous educational conversations. So we've got a slide deck that when we meet with folks, we'll kind of walk through direction and intended destination with our basketball program. We've obviously stripped the dollar figures out of the presentation, but you can see the growth of roster resources, formerly NIL and now revenue share. You can see that over the last two or three years, and it's significant. We referenced in our letter 518% from two or three years ago. So there's been significant growth. We have a pretty good idea where we're positioned within our league, and we've got a decent idea where we're positioned nationally. And I think walking through that slide deck helps to educate folks on where we are. And yes, there have been some successes in that. But I think this is a journey that truly never reaches the finish line. We're going to continue to educate. We're going to continue to align interest and abilities of our donors in where and how they want to support our young people. And we'll keep moving forward.
Kevin, you guys had a pretty special occasion over the weekend in honoring Gene Stephenson and putting his name on the ballpark there at X Stadium. Obviously, anybody that's been in Wichita, you know, for any period of time knows the impact that Coach Stephenson had on Wichita State as a whole, the community of Wichita, the national championship run, all of that with baseball here in Wichita. What did that mean for you, for the staff, for anybody associated with the baseball program to be able to honor Gene Stephenson that way?
Well, it means the world. All you have to do is look in the eyes and the faces of the family, right? The Stephenson family that lived that journey, that coalesced all those people and all of that support to build a national powerhouse from nothing, to, you know, everything that he's done. And it's really well documented. So for us to caretake and have an opportunity to honor that is an honor for us. But at the end of the day, it comes down to Gene, the staff, the literally thousands of student athletes that have been a part of that program over his years, and the community of Wichita. It's really, we're honoring all those folks. And Gene's just incredibly gracious, continues to be a good friend. And I agree with you, Tommy, but I would expand it. You know, growing up in Kansas, but not in Wichita, man, Gene Stevenson was right up there with guys like Bill Snyder, and just built a tremendous program here. And it's an honor for us to honor him.
Speaking of baseball, Kevin Saul joining us. What we saw the Shockers, who have had, there's no way to slice it any different, a very disappointing season thus far, but they did get a series win against East Carolina. I keep thinking back to last year's team that caught fire at the end of the year and sort of made their run almost all the way through the conference tournament. Where is, I guess, the psychology? I think you're into that kind of stuff, of that team as they get ready to begin the march toward the, you know, toward the conference tournament.
I would tell you we've got a lot of good men in our program, great men in our program. I don't think there's any way to use your term, Jacob, slice that any different. We don't have bad people in our program. The bottom line is we're not meeting our expectation in our baseball program. And that's clear. Brian and I have spent a tremendous amount of time together in the last month or so, as you can imagine. And he's been doing this for nearly 30 years. And I've been doing this for 25, 26 years. So we certainly are not perfect. We do not have it all figured out, but we have a very good idea where the issues are as it relates to personnel and or priorities for support within that program. And we understand where the deficiencies lie, and we have a plan to address those. But there is no different way to slice it other than 15 and 32 is completely unacceptable here. We understand it, and we are prepared to address it. We are addressing it, and we will move forward. And we certainly appreciate folks' patience as we're walking through a really difficult baseball season.
And speaking of postseason, and that one will come soon, you've got softball today beginning the conference tournament. Always fun to be in the postseason. That's a 3 o'clock game for Wichita State softball against Tulsa. I believe it's Tulsa, right?
Yep, that's right. You got Tulsa and UTSA play the play-in game. And then I think the bracket really sets up well for us, guys. I had a chance to connect with Coach Breadbinner briefly before they left, and then Sammy Hood, who's a great young lady in our program. And I think there's a real amount of optimism there. You saw the all-league selections come out yesterday, and Lauren Lucas got second team, and we had a couple of our freshmen make the all-freshman team. We had freshman of the year. So we have some great young talent there as well. But I would submit to you that, you know, preseason selections, guys, you guys understand what that gets you. There's no guarantees in preseason coaches' selections and polls. But at the end of the day, I do think it's a measure of respect within your league for your program. And so when your softball team's picked first and your baseball team is picked second in the league by the coaches, there's certainly an amount of respect or admiration for your program. And we have not lived up to that on either side. So we've got to do a better job as administrators, as coaches, as staff, and as student athletes of representing that in a better way.
Kevin, we appreciate it. I know we'll get Coach in you again here soon to talk about the basketball class as those, you know, continue to become official. I know that's difficult right now, but I tell you that I think we like the build on the men's side of how that's looking on paper, which is all anybody has to go by right now. Before we let you go, you guys have set up a lot of different ways to garner that support we've talked about. You're looking for $1 million. What's the easiest way for fans who might want to get involved with now this process of raising funds? What's the easiest way for them to do it?
Well, the easiest way would be to email me directly. And my direct email is ksaul@goshockers.com. And we will connect with folks and we will guide them through in a conversation what that looks like and answer questions. It is a time intensive process, but we want to make sure that we are managing that with first class service, and we want our service framework to be well. So you can start at the top. You can email me directly at ksaul@goshockers.com, and we will get folks connected with you. And in some cases, it will be myself.
Kevin, we appreciate it. It doesn't get easier than that. We'll talk to specifics on the basketball recruits down the road as that all becomes official. We appreciate you hopping on here with us for a couple minutes.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate the opportunity, and go Shockers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.